The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, and welcome back. It's What Wednesday. That means What William is here. Hello, William. How goes it?
It's been a really tough day, Jeff. I got to be honest. I'm a little bit cranky about it, but I got to soldier through and get things rolling here. We had to throw the organization into emergency mode again today instead of charging up a couple of hills. But, you know, over the years, I've gotten a feel for when something happens that's potentially game-changing. Yes. Or momentum changing, and yes. That happened 3 days ago when Maria Bartolomo, I believe her name is.
I know who it is, yeah.
She interviewed a congresswoman and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Sunday morning.
I saw a little bit of that interview, maybe a minute, that's all. I did see.
Well, we've been pushing it, and we've got it up to 115,000 views in 3 days, but that's still not enough. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest bam out there. Hey, everybody, now you really know.
Well, it looked like an expose of the first magnitude when the part I saw of it looked big.
It was a direct hit to the bow, and the Americans being killed, and the children being raped and killed, and right. The non-citizen that the illegal aliens are going to vote, those two things right now, they are in play. They're in play in a way that they've never been before, okay? But that's not enough. Now it has to turn into maximum chance of hindering the illegal alien vote, the illegal Democrat voters, in the next 130 days. And one of the things we were going to do today, before we had to be diverted into emergency mode, was we were going to endorse this female congresswoman on the video, which would both bring more attention to her.
She was good. She was good. I can't remember her name, but she was very articulate.
Well, that would bring more attention to our candidate operations as well as the non-citizen voter topic. You know, I've explained on the show we've got a three-pronged attack for the 2024 elections. Take the non-citizens voters categories, which we've created and created new websites and details for. Take the Americans killed by illegals, which we've created a new website for and compilation and list for. And then tie that into the federal elections and the sitting members of Congress and the people who are running from everything on down to dog catcher, because we win on this topic, these three topics. We win, win, win. If the 2024 elections could be turned into a referendum on illegal immigration, we'd be in a better position like Poland. You know how many illegals they've let into Poland, Jeff?
No.
Zero. Hungary? They're not letting them in. There's other countries where
Orban has been very strong about that. Yeah, no, I didn't know about Poland. I certainly knew about Hungary. Here's the problem with Poland. Poland has about 30 primary targets for tactical nuclear weapons to be landed upon. Poland is an armory now for what's going on in Ukraine. There's all the transit materials are going through Poland on rail and then to Ukraine. So they're targeted.
Well, yeah, I got a little extra info on that, and I got a video, Cindy, I think you will enjoy, a report on it. Poland did allow about 2 million refugees that they, first of all, people attack Poland and their politicians, their law and order party, which is saying, you don't let in refugees, and like, you're talking about illegals, you know. They actually let in 2 million actual refugees from Ukraine.
From Ukraine, yes.
That were mostly Christians.
Not the same as a wholesale invasion by Muslims and black Africans, but your point is very important because they differentiated, they made a logical decision, a humane decision, and let these people in so they wouldn't die.
Well,
at the
and
front
also
lines,
the Christian church is under, the Christian churches are, and I guess maybe Christians themselves, are under duress and pressure, not from the Russians, but from the Zelensky regime. So Zelensky's been closing churches and media outlets and shutting down elections and other types of dictatorial things. So it's interesting to see 2 million Christians fleeing Ukraine under Zelensky's rule.
14 million altogether have left Ukraine, gone over to other countries in Europe to get away. 14 million.
Well, I need to ask for tonight's show to be a bit of a fundraising rally for AllyPack.us because we're now in emergency mode. We're not endorsing Claudia Tenney, Republican from New York.
That's who that lady is. That's who she is, Tenney. Yeah.
Yes, that was on the table. That's been pulled back. We also were running some test ads into Democrat strongholds like Chicago for a new thing we're about to release called Operation Democrat Down, but we can't release Democrat Down. Democrat Down is on hold. The endorsements are on hold. And, oh, here's another big one. Apparently, if I read the articles correctly, Donald Trump himself floated six different names for possible VP pick, of which we don't really have a dog in that fight except for one. One of the names that Trump has put out is Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
I know. Rubio, J.D. Vance, and the governor of North Dakota. Burg, B-U-R-G-U-N, I think it is.
And I don't know that guy, but if he selects Marco Rubio, one of the things we could have done today if we hadn't been derailed on that.
He's trying to get the faggot vote. Everybody
well,
knows
it's
it.
Not that. I mean, if he were to announce Marco Rubio as his vice presidential running mate, two things are assured. One, Biden's chances of winning go way up. A lot of conservatives are not going to vote for a Gang
They'll
of Eight amnesty supporter. And Marco Rubio is a rhino globalist asset who has spent his last 10 years in the United States Senate pushing for legislation that would do about everything that Biden is doing on immigration right now.
It's 100%
true. Right now,
he's
Biden is illegally enacting the Gang of Eight, Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham immigration reform bills that we have stopped. And Trump will wreck his campaign
Rubio is a near fatal decision if he makes that choice. That is
If for some reason Trump still won, now he's got a globalist asset in the VP section.
And one heartbeat away from the presidency, right?
Well, either that or it would be Trump communicating that he's down with the globalists.
Of course he is. I can tell you that right now.
I'm not hopeful that he's not. I mean, I'm really hopeful that he's actually going to do something to help us here. I mean, I'm really hoping that Trump is not. I really, really hope and pray that Donald Trump is not going to win the election and walk in and do exactly what Biden's been doing for the most part, or try to pass immigration reform, amnesty for illegal aliens that they've been trying to get passed since 2004. I really hope that that's not going to happen. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I know that.
Slob is going to sell us out again, though. That's my personal
take. Well, right now,
take.
We didn't move against Marco Rubio today. We didn't endorse Claudia Tenney like we should have done today. We did not move forward on this video today. We did not progress on Operation Democrat Down because we have only raised $3,100 of the $10,000 we must raise by the end of July. I can't run a national organization on less than $60,000 a year total budget for the whole operation. I can't do it. we've got to have at least $5,000 a month coming in. And so right now, you know, we put in emergency mode. We halted our ads. We halted our activism. I hated to lose that momentum. I tried to warn everybody and emails leading up to us saying, hey, everybody, this is a real bad time. Don't pull the carpet. Don't pull the carpet. But when I did the numbers this morning and I'm looking at $3,100, I'm looking at, for the month of June, I'm looking at the month of June ending in 1, 2, 3, 4 days, and I'm looking at us not having enough funds to cover our obligations for the month of June, then I have to pull the plug and I have to send everybody, hey, we go no further until our where are our supporters? If you support the national battle against illegal immigration, if you're against amnesty, if you're against big tech censorship, if you are against non-citizen illegal alien voters and the Democrats stealing this thing through a process of invasion votes, then we need your financial support immediately at alipac.us/donations/. That's www.alipac.us/donations/. The donate link is in every email that we've sent out to our email alerts. The donate link is in every post in our announcement section. Mm-hmm. It's on the top blue bull toolbar. It's in the main menu. It's on our Facebook page. It's on our Twitter page. It's secure. It allows you to contribute with a debit card, credit card, PayPal, check, however you want to do it, folks. We have enough people, Jeff. That's the thing. We have enough people out there to rock this thing and run with it for the next 130 days, but we have to have the funds.
Here, all right, let me take over here. First of all, things are bad for everyone. I've had to put up a donate button for the first time in 31 years, and I'm not joking. It's very serious out there, very serious. You can also help by supporting the sponsors, which will help you. But in the case of Alipac, there is no other Citizens Grassroots Political Action Committee you should even look at, unless you have a vested interest in it somehow. These people, and I mean one guy, William Gein, basically, he's leading it, are more important in this so-called election than any other group I can think of. And if you are actually going to vote, and you're a Trump supporter or a supporter of the formerly United States of America, you need to help, and we've asked before for years. It's just a crying shame that these other alleged anti-illegal invasion groups won't cut you a check once in a while. Hey, you're a brother, you're a fighter, you're doing great. Here's a little help. We got millions. We'll give you a check for 50 grand, 100,000. I'd take care of you for a whole year. Easy, eyes shut. It's not happening because there's jealousy, there's stupid, myopic idiots in running these other things. Let's help. I know it's difficult for all of us. It's not easy, but if you're going to be involved at all, and I mean even to the extent of voting, you need to support Alipac.us. You know you're getting your money's worth. Every penny is not going into somebody's pockets for salary, for expenses, none of that bullshit. It's putting money where the mouth of patriotism is. So let's give that a serious thought. Do what you can. $20, it doesn't matter. And see, what the nice thing is, you've got all the electronic abilities. I don't. To help donate here, they have to send in a check or whatever, money order. But it's slow. I just can't get, because of our Jewish banks, they won't allow me to have electronic funds transferred. So anyhow, that's what I'd like you to think about doing, and I've said it before, but we got how many days? 130?
Till the 130. I've got 4 days to raise over $1,500 to be able to pay for operation.
We can do that.
Wanted to say, Jeff, on top of Alipac's existing supporter base, the folks that we've spent 20 years rounding up and getting in touch with through talk radio shows, online forums, online advertising, coverage in the media, sometimes the Washington Times, used to be on TV, you know, any people forwarding our emails, people sharing our content, with other people. The people that we've assembled, there's been several times where the listeners of this show have swung in on top of our existing base of support to get us to where we need to be, and that's what I'm asking for tonight. I need folks to please do that again. And also, I know that we have two tiers of donors out there. Some people are fine with contributing online. Other people really prefer the mail. the mail takes longer than ever to reach people. We had one lady mail a donation.
If you put a stamp on an envelope, you figure 10 days minimum.
Yes, minimum. Yes. The U.S. Postal Service ain't what it used to be. Sometime earlier this year, a lady sent us a $25 check from 20 miles away that took 2 weeks to get to our box.
There you go.
But our mailing address, if I could give that out as well, Jeff, it's Alipac, A-L-I-P-A-C, at P.O. Box 30966, Raleigh, N.C. 27622. That's Alipac at P.O. Box 30966, Raleigh, N.C. 27622. I really appreciate folks who are listening and putting up with me making this fundraising appeal, and I appreciate you, Jeff, being graciously allowing me to do it, because, you know, my goal right now is hopefully we can raise the funds that we need and then maybe try to reestablish our momentum on the other side of the July 4th holiday, probably come out all cylinders blazing Monday, July 8th, you know? When you hit a holiday weekend, especially in the middle of the summer like this, the summer is always the toughest time to fundraise for some reason. But, you know, I'm thinking also once you're running up on a holiday weekend like this, I think a lot of people have other priorities and things that distract them. And you're certainly right about the economics of things. I mean, the inflation's still kicking.
That's terrible.
So hard.
Terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how families are honestly being able to put food on the table. A lot of them, I understand, are going to two meals a day. So maybe that's one thing to consider. I'm wondering about this so-called debate. I'm looking at a picture of Biden right now. It may be one of the doubles. There are three, two at least. I'm not sure what's going on, but if it's the real Biden, Diaper Joe, they're going to shoot him up with so many amphetamines. Everybody's going to be looking at that. There were several calls that he have to have a urine test.
Yeah,
didn't a state AG?
I think a state AG.
Yeah, maybe. I'd like to see it, but I mean, we know what. Look, it's all lies. God damn it, it's so sickening. Biden, nobody with a brain, nobody with two brain cells could support that man. Sorry. Trump is bad enough, but Biden takes the cake. This is absurd. It's obscene.
Well, and I tell you,
yes.
Somebody at Fox News has given the all clear to let them run on illegal alien crime in the run-up to this election. And these child rape and murders, especially the Jocelyn Nungery rape and murder,
you know,
they released more details about how that happened. And the two illegals, I think from Venezuela, that Biden waltzed in here, took her under a bridge, 12-year-old little girl, took her under a bridge, tied her up, sexually assaulted her for 2 hours, strangled her to death, threw her body in the river. But that's not the only one. There's the little girl in Massachusetts, and these other stories, they're coming in all over the place, and people are spitting mad about this, because, you know, in ancient times, or not even ancient times, but in the past, when you lost a war, when your city was sacked, when your nation was sacked, they raped and killed all the women and children, right? Took them into slavery?
Yeah.
And that's what's happening right here.
Well, this
in the sack of America.
Hold on, William. I'm going to speak for me, not William, not Allie Pack, but I think a lot of you listening will agree. These subhuman slime creatures should be taken out and immediately executed. No trial, no waste of time, nothing. Kill them. That's the only way to address this. They're going to kill us. They are killing us thousands a year. These people need. They're not going to be deported. I don't care what Trump says. He's going to back down on that. I just don't see it. They need to be dealt with immediately with terminal force. Immediately. Now, I know that's unconstitutional. What are we going to do? Let him go through the legal system for 2 or 3 years, end up getting life in prison at a cost of $75,000 to $85,000 per person that we pay for? Hell with that. They've taken the life of this little child and made her beyond the torture that child went through before she mercifully died was unbelievable. This is not human. These are subhuman.
Anybody out there that has any children or grandchildren, okay?
Anybody.
What's going to happen to them in the future from the people that are here? Just because it's not happening right now this month, just because it's not happening just this year, okay, you got to think about 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028, whatever future you envision for your children or your grandchildren in this country, it's going to be swimming in a sea of some of the hardest core criminal and rapist and murderers from around the planet.
I saw one today. I saw one of Biden's mentally ill lunatics today. He was walking across a freeway overpass. I was driving over the overpass. I had to stop for a light. And he was walking a bicycle. I was 5'7", 150, 160, a little pudgy, kind of a crew cut. He was yelling at nothing. He would stop, whirl around, and yell at nothing. Yell! I couldn't understand him. He was speaking Spanish. These people are all over the place. Latin American countries flush their toilets. Oh, excuse me, jails. They flush their prisons and jails, and that's what Biden and his contemporaries and Obama and Hillary's involved. That's what they're bringing in here now. This country will not be safe for anybody.
To vote Democrat in 130 days, Jeff. Let's just go ahead and start talking about that, like what it is, because it's absolutely real.
And this guy should not be on the streets. The guy I saw, he should not be on the streets, period.
Well, let me rephrase that. In 100 days, because the election's in 130 days, so early voting's going to begin in 100 days.
2 weeks. That's right. 3 weeks in some places.
A month in other places. A little over 100 days.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Non-citizens and illegal aliens, including people recently brought in, like the Venezuelans that killed Jocelyn Nungri, they're going to be registered. They're going to be voting for Democrats, and they're going
to win. Human.
They're going to win. Okay, it doesn't matter if Joe Biden is the most despised president in human history. A lot of these states, the swing states, are and swing districts for Congress are decided by a few thousand votes.
That's right.
Here in North Carolina, if you can sway 20 or 30,000 votes this way or that, you've got it. And they've got over 500,000 illegal aliens to choose from to do that with in our state alone.
It's repulsive. And if I sound a little inhumane to some of you, sorry, just expressing my feelings about these people, they're third and fourth world. They do not belong here. They were brought here by the regime that has overthrown this country and is mocking the Constitution and mocking all of you who are listening, living here in the formerly United States. Be right back. Okay, welcome back. Talking with William. We got 130-day, 120-days, let's call it 100 days just to be charitable, before this selection process is done. Trump has given so many conflicted statements about Netanyahu. He tries to come on as Mr. Hard-Ass sometimes and criticizes Netanyahu, who, if you noticed, about 2 weeks ago began screaming and yelling about how the U.S. was too slow in delivering their munitions. Well, within a few days, we had transports right there with more munitions to kill more Palestinians. So Trump turned on Netanyahu, allegedly, and then he backed up and said, this is a week ago, I ran a story. He said that Trump wanted to support Netanyahu to finish the job in Gaza. Now, there's only one way to interpret that. Kill all the Palestinians. Finish the job. All right? That's the euphemism for the continuation of the genocide there. So Trump is heavily conflicted, obviously controlled, certainly compromised. Are these the best two people in America? No. But everyone should be watching Trump's selection for VP. Let me finish here. He had something going, I think, in terms of popularity with the talk about Tucker. If he picks the governor of North Dakota, what the hell is that? This representative congresswoman, Claudia, is it Claudia Tenney? Claudia?
Yep.
She's hot. She's, I mean, not physically, but she's nice looking, but she's intellectually right on the money. She's throwing fireworks, and I think she'd be a great pick. Talk about a sleeper. She'd handle
well,
I'm
hoping for J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is new at this, but he's shown some very conservative tendencies.
And I hear that.
I'd like to see that. And one of the things, too, is I'm asking people to consider donating to AllyPack.us tonight. Is one of the things we've done that really has helped, you know, hold this thing back a great deal is that we defeated in-state tuition for illegal alien bills and driver licenses for illegals bills and other types of sanctuary state bills in over 30 states in the last 20 years. Now, recently, as discussed on this show, we lost one, and it was an important one, and people fought hard, and there were some great groups on the ground in Massachusetts that even got it to a referendum. But the dummies, and I mean the dummies in Massachusetts, voted to give licenses to illegal aliens. Well, now, guess what?
That state is really messed up. State has big problems.
Well, one of the big problems they got is they turned on a big old bright welcome light and a magnet saying, hey, illegal aliens will give you licenses, and now they're piling into the state. And
that's why
liberal Massachusetts Governor Healey just sent staffers to Texas to warn migrants, end quote, to stay away. She's asking the officials to go down there to steer them away from coming to her state. The staffers have reportedly appeared in Brownsville, Hidalgo, McAllen, and San Antonio to tell immigrants in shelters that Massachusetts is full and has room for no more of the illegal border crossers.
You know, if they gain citizen status in the state has a law in its charter or constitution that every legal resident and civilian in Massachusetts has a right by law to have shelter,
i.e.
a place
like
to live.
Hell. To stop licenses in Massachusetts, and unlike our victories in 30 other states and here in North Carolina, we lost that battle. We lost that battle within the last year, and so the message is, you know, hey, Massachusetts, you just voted to give illegal immigrants driver's licenses. Of course, they're going to be drawn to that magnet in your state. You reap what you sow, Massachusetts.
Yeah. In trouble. They really are going.
Well, they're reaping what they sow. You vote to give licenses to illegal immigrants,
right?
And then you're going to send people to the border to ask them not to come? That's ridiculous. Of course they're coming. Of course Massachusetts is full. Of course, the Democrats and the liberals and the people that, you know, but, you know, they voted for it in a dang referendum. Massachusetts and Arizona are two places, the only two places, for 20 years, we dominated every single referendum. Anytime there's a referendum on illegal immigration, our pro-America, pro-border, pro-law, pro-constitution side won until, when was it, last year, 2022. We lost two. We lost the Massachusetts license referendum and another one I can't recall exactly right now down in Arizona. So, but yeah, Claudia Tenney, Republican New York, she needs to get endorsed.
T-E-N-N-E-Y, I believe.
Jeff, your voice went away.
Sorry. It's T-E-N-N-E-Y. She's really good. I haven't seen anyone speak any more articulately and correctly in a long time, quite frankly, from the House of Representatives. She's good.
Jeff, I'm going to send you this video link over, and, you know, I don't know if we can play a little bit of it, but I really think this is one of the most powerful messages, you know, and a lot of AllyPack activists and a lot of people who listen to this show have been sharing the link to this video, sharing it on Facebook, Twitter, Gab.
Right.
LinkedIn, and as well as liking it, commenting it, and things like that on YouTube, which of course brings in more viewers.
Let me duck this in while you're getting ready and send that over. Dmitry Medvedev says America will burn following the missile incident on the Crimean beach, blamed on the United States. It was a U.S. missile. We sent it. We had a drone. I was a Global Hawk up there coordinating the actual destination of the missile. We did it. We're at war with Russia. We're killing Russians in a war situation. Medvedev said, the bastards from the USA supply missiles with cluster charge warheads to Kiev supporters and help guide them directly to the target. The bastards in Kiev selected a beach with peaceful people as a target and pressed the button. So the Russians, believe me, are ready. They're ready for revenge.
Didn't the Russians tell Americans to prepare for retaliation for that strike?
I mean, absolutely.
They told us that we're going to be paid back.
We'll see what they'll do. I cannot believe the restraint I continue to see. Like I say, Poland is targeted. If there are nukes used or their fuel air bomb, FAB 3000s, those are huge. They're almost like a tactical nuke. They may do a lot of things. They're beginning, I think, to take down all American drones, these Reaper drones or Global Hawk, over the Black Sea, which they should have done a long time ago, because they're all scouting, coordinating, gathering information on targeting, and feeding it to the Ukes. Every time those drones go up, that's what they're doing. And our satellites are working, too. They should do everything that to protect themselves. They have every right to do whatever they want to do to protect themselves.
Well, they're and I tell people, a vote killed. For Joe Biden, a vote for Democrats, if you know anybody out there that's going to vote for a Democrat, look them straight in the face and say, you know, that in 2024, a vote for Democrats is a vote for World War III. You know that if you vote for a Democrat, if you vote for Joe Biden or any Democrat on the ballot, I'm not being hyperbolic, I'm not just trying to be scary here, you are greatly increasing the chances that we're going to look around and see mushroom clouds in every direction. You are greatly, and you know, and women, and supposedly Democrats do all this stuff for women. Oh, women and minorities, women and minorities. Well, women, did you notice that the Democrats tried to float something in the Senate the other day to require you to register for the draft? They tried to.
They're on the block. They're going to get drafted. They have to register. They're in the system. Oh, they'll sacrifice as many as they want.
It's not currently the United States.
You know who they should be rounding up and putting in the military and a lesser degree of military is all the invaders who came in. You want to earn your citizenship here? You'll serve 2 years in the military.
That's a bad. Listen.
No, you'll arm them and they'll turn on us. That's the problem.
Exactly.
But the point is they need to be dealt with somehow where there's an unequivocal penalty to be paid for by each and every one of them. I don't know
what they just need to do is they need to go home, okay? And one of the things we might do...
They're not going to go home. 40 grand a year in paradise? 40,000 a year they get each in paradise? They're not ever going to go home.
Well, never. I mean, I am hopeful that they will because they have to, because there's no other alternative for us. If they don't go home, they eventually take over and destroy us all.
That's
so
correct.
They must go
You're
home.
Correct.
All right, and
You're
I'd much
correct.
Rather them just go home by getting on air-conditioned buses and planes with snacks and baby formula to go back with a message for the other people from the places they came from that I went to the United States and it was a bad idea. You shouldn't do it either.
Oh, would that be nice? Good.
Well,
let's go back to Marco.
There's a way to do it. Do it affordably. There's a way to do it peacefully. There's a way to do it within the
Eisenhower did it. He busts them all
exactly.
out of here.
And one of the things that we're not doing right now because we've got to raise these funds, but one thing we're thinking about doing, if anybody out there would like to weigh in on this, because we're not endorsing Biden or Trump or anybody for president, okay? We will discuss the president. We will discuss Trump and Biden's records and things like that, but we're not endorsing anybody in that. We're endorsing for Congress and Senate only. However, we're thinking about endorsing the mass deportation plan that Trump is running on. And by endorsing the plan, releasing our plan. Because, see, long before Trump came along, we were talking about mass deportations and how we could go about it and how it could be done and a lot of different interesting aspects of what could be done to get most illegals to leave on their own. You know, for every Eisenhower deported over 1 million illegal aliens during Operation Wetback. That's not a racial pejorative. That's what it was called. That's what Cesar Chavez called illegal aliens. They were called wetbacks because they would literally swim across the Rio Grande and appear, you know, wet and for work. There is a way that for every of the 1 million illegals that were deported in the 1950s, it's estimated that another 2 to 4 left on their own accord. So for every one illegal we deport... under a mass deportation plan, we get 2 to 4 that'll leave on their own. And I think that that can be enhanced and encouraged. And I think that there should be a border checkpoint where illegals are told that if they show up at a certain checkpoint, they're going to be registered. We're going to get a good picture of them and probably...
What, do we give them a check also? $10,000?
No, but we'll let them take their belongings with them. If they don't leave on their own accord and we have to come get them, then much like through the drug war and other type of RICO laws in the United States, we're going to start seizing property.
If we have to pay... That in the 50s, things were much different. That's 75 years ago, or nearly 65. When Eisenhower did that, there was a whole different ethos here. They were afraid when they were up here. They knew they were invading a country, and they were here illegally, many of them. There was a whole different attitude then. Now it's 180, the reversed. They're here, and they mock and laugh at us and rape our girls, our children, beat up people, kill, murder, drive drunk. They don't give a shit. Excuse me.
Well, I can tell you, Jeff, they would stop laughing really, really fast if we told them that if they weren't through the special checkpoints on the way out of the nation on their own accord. But if I could finish, please let me finish, because I've spent years, I've spent so many years working on this.
Do it.
You give them 60, 90 days to check out through certain departure points, and the only amnesty they get is that they're not going to be prohibited from applying for legal citizenship for 10 years and have their assets seized and stuff like that if they get out on their own accord. If we have to arrest them, if we have to process them through a local police department or any type of federal agent has to go and get them and apprehend them, we're taking any bank accounts. We're taking the Silverados and the Ford F-150s and the nicer vehicles they've got than Americans. And anything else they've got, we're taking it to reimburse the United States taxpayer. If you tell them this, and that this is what we're going to do, and we're serious about doing it, I think that the 2 to 4 self-deportings that Eisenhower got, I think that could be enhanced to 5 to 10. So if we did a deport 1 million illegals like Eisenhower did, and we have a much larger universe of 20-plus million illegals to do from, I think we could get a 5 to 10 ratio leaving on their own, and I think we could also enhance their departures by explaining that if they don't take their children with them, if they're a legal adult or parent of a child that they don't take with them, then, you know, we're going to social service that kid and apply other stuff. So there's ways to do this. So we're thinking about possibly endorsing the Trump mass deportation plan by releasing our own plan and saying,
when was the last time when did he reiterate that plan? What was the most recent?
He announced mass deportations, I think, about 5 or 6 weeks ago. And shortly after that, the polling numbers started rolling higher for him immediately, including in the black and Hispanic numbers, and he went to the lead. He went to the lead within about 2 weeks of making the announcements about mass deportations.
And
not only making the announcement, but marching into the Bronx and announcing it to black Democrats in the cities, and he probably communicated it in other ways. The blacks in the inner cities of Chicago and New York heard what he said about removing the illegals and approve. The illegal Hispanics heard what he said about deporting illegals, and they approve. He has struck the chord that can carry him to victory. If we endorse the deportation, mass deportation plan, and then he doesn't do it, we can drop our endorsement for the plan because it's not happening. It puts Alipac in a position where we can try to counterweight to increase the chances he'll actually do what he says he is going to do. Or if he doesn't, that would be, you know, because what people need to be willing to do, we need people, if you want to vote for Trump and support Trump and hope Trump does the best, that's fine. Completely get it. Do it. But you need to be ready to turn on him if he doesn't do what he says. The day he doesn't do mass deportations, like he didn't end DACA or anything like that, you need to be ready to turn on him right then and there. Because last time he turned around and started trying to get an amnesty passed with the Democrats through Jared Kushner. And if you're one of those people that are like, Trump, Trump wants amnesty for illegals, but he says it's not amnesty, well, that's okay with me. You're freaking useless. You're freaking useless. Okay, and you're a worshiper of a man, and that's not about how American politics is supposed to be.
It's a cult.
And Poland,
I got this video.
Yeah. They elected, in some parts of the world, they've elected people that have promised to secure their nation. And, Jeff, I'll send you this Poland video so you'll have it. Right. And you'll see what happens in nations where they actually do what the politicians are supposed to do.
All right. This is Claudia Tenney with Maria Bartiromo. Listen to this woman and her speaking
report.
Ability. She's excellent. Yeah.
Susan Rice, former President Obama's key advisor, is heading up the operation of tasking our federal agencies to actually get votes from illegal immigrants.
Are you saying you have proof that the Democrats are trying to recruit illegals, migrants, to vote in our presidential election? Is that what you just said?
There is a memo from Susan Rice that says we've got to figure out how we're going to get these illegal immigrants. It's going to be challenging to teach them how to make sure we get their votes in the ballot. They don't say whether they're going to make them citizens first or not.
All right.
Let it roll now. Let it roll till Ken Paxton comes on next.
Okay.
This is a pretty stunning remark from New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney with me on Mornings with Maria on Fox Business, apparently referring to President Biden's 2021 executive order, which put former Obama advisor Susan Rice in charge of promoting voter registration within the federal agencies. Now, it should be noted that the order does not allow illegal migrants to vote in federal elections. That would be against the law. But the Congresswoman just said a recent Susan Rice memo suggests doing just that. Meanwhile, Biden's ongoing border crisis is having deadly consequences for America. ICE confirming to Fox News that the 23-year-old Salvadorian national suspected of murdering mother of five, Rachel Morin, in Maryland, entered the United States illegally as a gotaway. And then in Houston, two Venezuelan nationals were arrested for killing 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungaray, with one of them apprehended by Border Patrol crossing into the country last month and then released with a notice to appear in court. Joining me now with more is Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. AG, thank you so much for being here this morning. I want to talk about the potential for illegals voting in America. What can you tell us? You heard what Claudia Tenney just said. That is illegal.
I think she's absolutely right. I have no doubt that's the plan. If you think about what's happened on day one, Joe Biden of his administration, not a week into it, not a month into it, he announced that he wasn't going to deport illegals anymore. Why did he do that? He wanted to signal to the cartels, start bringing people here. They profit from that. Bring them to Border Patrol. You don't have to hide, and we'll move them around. And as you know, you and I have been on the border together. We've seen people come across, and we've talked to them about what they're paying these cartels. The reality is the plan from the beginning, get these people here as fast as possible and get them voting. And I truly believe that the Congresswoman is absolutely right. And most states, only three states, actually have laws that require proof of citizenship. So the rest of us are exposed if they get a Social Security number.
How can that be? Only three states have laws requiring proof of citizenship to vote. This is totally negligent, beyond negligence.
Driver's license, they're going to vote.
Now, there is a memo that's been going around at the border, and it's in Spanish, okay? And I want to show you this memo, because at the bottom of the memo, it says, don't forget, in Spanish, don't forget to vote for Joe Biden. We need another 4 years of him. This flyer, the woman's name on the flyer is Gabriela Zavala, but she says she was shocked to see the memo because she didn't write the memo. What can you tell us about this memo? Because she says she didn't write the memo, and yet there's a memo at the border, which the illegals are reading in Spanish, and it says, go vote Joe Biden. What is this memo all about?
Yeah, look, the memo speaks for itself. There's no doubt that this is the plan. It's to encourage these illegals to vote. They've given phones. They connect them to Social Security numbers. They connect them to voting in these states. And their job really is to come here and vote. And they're putting them in the right places, the right states. We don't know where they're putting the illegals, but I guarantee you it's in the crucial states. Joe Biden can't win this election without illegal voting. And this is the biggest threat to our democracy or our republic that I think we've seen since who knows when.
Since 2020.
Yeah, but isn't that interesting?
Attorney General, I want to know what you can do about it. We're going to take a short break and come right back.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, but look, what Ken Paxton's giving us.
I don't have an easy answer for it. All I know is that without alipac.us, we have no competent voice out there representing us. I don't know anywhere else to even
look. Real quick, listen to what Ken Paxton gave us.
And your track record Hell, you should be given one of the highest awards that any American patriot could get for what you've accomplished.
Let's dig down.
If you can do it at all, let's get some funding going his way. We need
Jeff,
this.
Jeff, can you hear me?
William is it. There's no one.
Jeff, can you hear me?
Make noise sometimes like Claudia did, but what the hell are they doing?
Jeff, I don't think you can hear me.
Legislation to demonstrate that Biden is medically incompetent and should not be in the office of president? Are they talking about introducing a bill charging him with highest treason for his border policies, which go against the very foundation of what this nation was built upon? I mean, this is high treason. There's no question about it. None.
Jeff, can you hear me?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, Ken Paxton told us something very important I've never heard before. I knew they were giving the illegal cell phones, but Ken Paxton is saying that they're giving the illegals some type of Social Security number through the cell phones to allow them to get licenses and voter registration. The federal government is who's doing this. It's not the Soros groups. It's not the Catholic charities. Our own government agencies are spending taxpayer monies to give them cell phones, give them Social Security numbers, register them through 49 different federal agencies and get them to vote. This is our own government doing this to us.
It's in Bolshevik, and it doesn't represent you or I. Not representing the United States of America, former or otherwise. All right, let's try and again get some funding going toward the most important political action committee I've ever seen. I've never seen one more important, ever. Give the address and the contact data. Go ahead, give it again.
Yeah, we need your help at allypack.us/donations/, and at Allypack, P.O. Box 30966, Raleigh, N.C. 27622. Really appreciate the support. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, William, good night. Thanks for the work. Great job. Okay, there it is. And this is 130 days going to go real fast. I'm still very confident they are going to create enormous chaos, fear, and stress between now and the alleged vote. Just remember that. I think it's been scripted to be that, and I think they're going to follow right through with it. Be right back with more. Hang on.